This is your home for Sports Talk with Bill Coates on All Sports Radio for East Texas.
92.1 FM,
The Team.
That's going to be gone. Isak Paredes, his fourth home run. And they've all been into the Crawford boxes. Astros lead 5-1.
It has impressed me with the depth that there is in some of these positions, and we're not just thinking that because they're at that 12 spot.
This is your all-sports station for East Texas.
92.1 FM,
The Team.
Look out, here come the Astros. Jerry and the Cowboys are just over a day away from trying to find some good players. Good afternoon, everybody. Bill and Kevin, we're in the Monsieur Law Firm studio on 92.1 FM, The Team.
That ball is history. A three-run Jimmy Jack from Marcus Semien. Is this new lineup ever working? It's the fifth inning, and the Rangers have a 7-2 lead.
That was the Rangers last night with a lineup that included a new leadoff guy. Marcus Semien moved to the five-hole. Five RBIs last night.
It worked, at least for a night it did. So interesting to see if they keep the lineup the way it is.
Eight runs is not great, but it's the best they've done this year.
It's the best they've done this season.
They hit four home runs in that game.
That's some slug, which they need.
And beat the A's by an 8-5 score. Good on them.
Yeah, good. Keep it going. Now, again, they can, you know, they don't have to make up ground because they're ahead right now in the division, but I think they can put some distance between them and the Astros in this series. Again, they get the A's again for four next week.
We're in the Monsieur Law Firm studio. We're going to hear from Brian Broaddus coming up. We'll talk about the NFL draft, which is just over a day away. Our coverage begins in a little less than, 25 hours.
Okay, right around the corner.
On ESPN Radio at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Draft is in Green Bay, Wisconsin, at Lambeau Field this year.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're moving it all over the place, you got to stop at Lambeau.
Green Bay is about the size of Tyler, little over 100,000 people. The area, probably pretty similar to our area.
Right.
I think they said the metro area is a little over 300,000. Okay. So that's not too dissimilar from us.
Right.
So imagine the NFL draft coming here, or to Longview, or to the combined area.
Mm.
That would be a massive event. The eyes of the sports world. Well, that's what Green Bay. Now, they've got a team that's been around since the 1920s and a tradition, an NFL tradition. Otherwise, a city of that size would never have a team in the modern era, but the Packers are the Packers.
That's
They're
right.
a national team.
They are that.
And so they get the NFL draft. So that in and of itself makes this draft unique.
I think it is, yeah. And I hope they have enough hotel rooms, right?
Well, they don't.
Yeah.
They got a few. They've got some. I mean, they have the Packers, so they have to have hotel rooms, and they do. More probably than the average town of that size.
Yeah.
Because they have an NFL team.
They do.
But still, they tell me that people are having to stay, you know, within 40, 50
off,
miles
right.
away. Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of interesting. So the draft starts tomorrow night here on The Team. My buddy Garth, we've been asking the question on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline this afternoon, how the Cowboys create a buzz. Would trading up for Ashton Jeanty, if they had to do that, would that be worth doing? I sense right now an apathy about the Cowboys, the likes of which I haven't seen.
Yeah, you can't have that, right? Not if you're Jerry, you can't have apathy. But, yeah, I think you're right about that.
I think people last year didn't so much not care. Well, didn't so much stop watching. They just didn't care.
Yeah.
And I saw that maybe more than any because as the season wore on, we stopped getting angry phone calls.
I know.
Talking about how they suck. We stopped getting those.
I know. We can't have that.
We just didn't get those.
The Cowboys have to be just good enough that they, you know, people stay interested.
People weren't mad anymore.
I know. That's not a good sign.
And in my opinion, that's worse. It would be better for the Cowboys if people were mad. I sensed apathy last year.
But people don't care. You can't have that.
And I think that's dangerous for good old Jerry.
If your fans are not passionate, you have a problem.
Our friend Garth, I think that's an interesting text he sent me during the break.
Okay.
To create buzz. You know, there's a chance that Deion's kid, Shadur, would be available at 12. Now, what if they were to draft Shadur Sanders? Come heck or high water, just draft him and then let the chips fall from there. Maybe there's a trade coming down the road. I mean, there's teams who always draft a quarterback because they know somebody's maybe want to trade for that guy.
Do you want buzz or do you want a circus? Because if you go after Shadur, you're going to get the circus.
You're going to get the circus. But what about, it's an interesting question. If you're looking to maybe plan for the future,
mm-hmm.
a future that would include Shedeur Sanders. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't want it to happen.
I don't think it will.
But what if it did? You talk about creating a buzz, whether it's a good buzz or a bad buzz.
Yeah, circus-like buzz.
The circus comes to town. Here's why I'm saying that. Deion Sanders,
prime time.
About to start his third year as the coach at Colorado, has had some success.
Yes.
Over the weekend, Colorado played their spring game, and they retired the jerseys of two guys who've just left the school, Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter.
They did.
Now, does that not seem a little over the top
to you? It seems a little bit over, yeah. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Guys wait years for that kind of thing. Colorado's been playing football for over 100 years. They said they had six guys that had their jerseys retired. Yeah. Now you're going to stick these two guys up on the wall. Now, they had an impact.
They did.
But
in the end, what did they win?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they got their rear ends kicked in the Alamo Bowl.
Yeah.
But they put Colorado back on the map. There's no question
you
about that. That
Deion
has put Colorado back on the map.
Some of that is because of Deion, yeah. Yes, I mean, he's put them back on the map. A lot of that has to do with Deion. They did, you know, get the program turned around. But, I mean, in the end, what did they win?
So what would you say if the Cowboys traded up for Ginty or drafted Shedeur Sanders? He may well be there at 12.
There's a chance. Now, I think he's going to the Saints at 9, but we'll see.
Okay. But there's a chance. 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. I think that's kind of an interesting proposition.
Okay. Now, that's buzzworthy is one word for it, but I think it'd be more like a circus-like atmosphere. But, again, that's why this draft, I think, is kind of fun and interesting.
But speaking of quarterbacks, that even came up on drafting quarterbacks. Jerry Jones and Will McClay, the chief personnel guy, at their news conference yesterday, and the subject of drafting a quarterback came up, and here's what they had to say.
Jeff Gold with Fox Sports. Jared, for you, going back to the prospect of drafting a quarterback in the first round against something you haven't done, since Troy mentioned having a major quit with Dak, you know, having to weigh that, how does that impact how much time you spend on the first round grade quarterbacks and also possibility of having to have a conversation with Dak about that pick? How does that impact?
Well, the biggest reason is we're set in stone. Now, we weren't set in stone for what happened to us last year, were we? Because he's the highest paid player in the NFL. What was it, three games later? Or four games later, we don't have a quarterback there. Highest paid player in the NFL. Will it happen? Can it happen? Of course it can happen. You can happen. And I say that again. We are not in the business around here at this time of looking for our future quarterback. By the same token, the fact that we are sitting up here, we have to always be thinking about the future quarterback. And we have to mainly be thinking about what happens if we don't have Dak. So that might impact you here in some way. It's probably not as likely as it would be if you were 5 years from now or 6 years from now as you go on down the road. We'll see. It's not taking one thing away from or adding to Dak. We're so proud to have him because we've got one of the best and he gives us a chance to win this thing.
And even though we have one, we evaluate them all the same every year because you have to know what's in the league.
But one of the best things that I think that I've been a part of was drafting Aikman in the first round and Steve Walsh in the supplemental, same year, first round. Used two first-round picks. Had both of them sitting here. Okay? And, of course, that created angst, enough for you to really write about, obviously. Troy didn't like that at all. Okay? That's a little unfair bringing in the coach's college quarterback to play on the same team you've just been drafted on. I get it. And admire him for working through that with Jimmy. So, and that was turned out to be good. I got to New York, sat up there, Jim Finks. We made a trade of a life there we go. It turned out. Well, now you can't read that on a draft room of something like that turning out. But I'll tell you what, Tex Tram did tell me back when we were talking after I'd bought the team. One of the best moves he ever made was had three top quarterbacks out at Los Angeles and traded a couple of them, and they were some of the names of the greatest quarterbacks ever. He said, you can go with having in the same draft, you can go with having multiple top quarterbacks. That was then, this is now. But I'll tell you, it influenced me. And it was easy to do because Walsh was Johnson's quarterback at Miami, and he was the Shula's, who was his coordinator. Shula was the coach of him at Miami. So it was easy for us to do. It was the move to do at the time, and we got out by having Aikman, and we got multiple on our draft picks.
It worked. It's an interesting question. Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah. It is an interesting question.
Who might well be there at 12?
He could be. I mean, sounds like he's sliding, so I guess he could be.
Cowboys don't need him, you don't think, right now. But what if they took him?
Yeah.
Trade him? Who knows what might develop?
Sounds like something Jerry would do.
Shay, you talk about shaking up the draft.
Oh, it'd be shook.
I mean, that would shake up the draft. And the Cowboys, well, they're not necessarily in the business right now of shaking anything up. They need guys who can help now in order to be better than 7-10.
Mm-hmm.
But on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline, how might the Cowboys get you interested again? 592-5200, the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline is open this afternoon. Love to hear from you. We've got the draft coming up tomorrow night here on the team. Night number one, ESPN Radio, beginning tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Kevin has the trivia question
today. Are we doing it now?
Yeah, let's go ahead and put it out there so people can start thinking about this. And we're giving away a Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue gift card to the first correct caller who hasn't won in the last 30 days at 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. This is Kevin's brainchild today, and
okay,
it's better than the one I had.
I don't know about that, but Jock Peterson went 0-3 last night, extending his franchise worst slide to 0-41.
0-41 for Jack Peterson.
0-41.
Wow.
What ex-Texas Ranger holds the record for the longest...
Major league record.
Major league record, that's right. For the longest hitless streak by a position player. What ex-Texas Ranger holds the major league record for the longest hitless streak by a position player?
Okay, that's good. That's a great question.
Na, 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 na,
na, na, na. 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. We're giving away this afternoon a Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue gift card. That is a great question. Congratulations. You trumped me on that one, buddy.
You actually said something nice about me? How long is that going to last? Next 5 minutes? Maybe?
It'll last 5 minutes.
All right.
Yeah, you got me on that one. Good for you, man. All right, so there you go. It's a baseball question. The Rangers and the A's coming up again tonight here on the team. And they shook up the lineup last night. We were talking about that at the top. Marcus Semien has hit leadoff most of his career.
He has.
And pretty much the entire time he's been a Ranger.
That's a fact.
But last night, because this team has been in an offensive funk, even though they lead the division, they're scoring 3 runs a game. Shut out twice by the Dodgers.
Mm.
It's hard to believe they scored 4 runs in 3 games and actually won one of them.
Yeah, and were competitive in all 3 of those games, yeah.
But they got shut out twice by the Dodgers. They had one of the and on paper, it shouldn't be that way. So Marcus Semien, last night, Bruce Bochy decided to make Josh Smith the leadoff guy. He put Wyatt Langford in the 2-hole, moved Seager from 2-3.
That's right.
Garcia stayed at 4, and Semien hit 5th. Now, that's more of a power position. Number 5 in the lineup is a power-type position. And guess what? What did Semien do last night?
It worked out. He hit a 3-run homer and knocked in 5 runs?
Drove in 5.
So, for only the third time in his career, I think he did it once with Toronto and once with the A's and now with the Rangers.
Bochy has won 4 World Series, and maybe making moves is something that he has the credibility to do. Not every manager would necessarily have the credibility, as it were, to make a move like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a lineup shift.
That is
and
a
they
shake-up.
Moved guys around last night, and it worked. Now, will it work long-term?
Right.
I don't know. But sometimes these things do. They believe they've got the dudes there to have a heck of an offense. But many of them have been underperforming so far through 4 games, 23, 24 ball games. And Semien was one of them, hitting under 200. Mm. Mm-hmm. But last night, he drove in 5 and hit a bomb.
From the 5th spot.
From the 5 hole.
There you go.
So the new look Rangers, lead the American League West, even though right now they still statistically have one of the worst offenses in Major League Baseball. And it shouldn't be that way on paper.
It should not. I mean, you know, and we said this last year. We thought guys that hit the ball last year, get some runs in, didn't happen. Never did materialize last year. But hopefully, maybe this is the start of something big.
The baseball season, again, rolling, but the draft is going to be the big news tomorrow night. While the Cowboys currently have the number 12 pick, what if they moved up instead of down and, say, went to where they needed to be to get to grab a guy like Ginty?
Yeah.
Or what if Shedeur Sanders was out there? Colorado quarterback Deion Sanders' son.
Yeah.
What if he were out there? The Cowboys don't have a quote-unquote need at that position. But a friend of mine sent me a text earlier today asking that question. And you know what I'm saying? You know, that's a valid question.
It is valid because he might be there at 12.
He might be there. Maybe he's not the quarterback of the present, but maybe he's the quarterback of the future. Or maybe you're just looking to shake things
that's
up.
That's right. Or you're looking to draft him and maybe make some moves with him, right?
Maybe so. It's happened before. There's history.
It's happened before.
The Cowboys have precedent. They once upon a time had Don Meredith at the end of his career, Craig Morton and Roger Staubach all at the beginning of theirs on the same football team. All three of those guys started in Super Bowl. Well, Meredith didn't, but he was an all-pro before he retired abruptly. But Craig Morton started in a Super Bowl for the Broncos.
That's right.
Played for the Cowboys, started in a Super Bowl for the Cowboys. He's one of a handful of quarterbacks in league history to start in a Super Bowl for two different teams. Craig Morton.
There you go.
And then Staubach beat him out, and the rest is history. Okay, so the Cowboys also drafted, as Jerry said earlier in this hour, and early in this segment, he reminded reporters that once upon a time, the Cowboys drafted Aikman at number one in the regular draft and then took Steve Walsh with a first-round pick in the supplemental draft. They later traded Walsh to the Saints and picked up a couple of first-round draft picks out of that helped them build what they had in the 90s. Those were the days where everything the Cowboys did, they had nothing to lose. They were terrible, and they needed all kinds of stuff, and there is no longer a supplemental draft. So what did they have to lose? Mm. They were terrible. This Cowboy team isn't terrible.
No,
and Jerry's in his 80s. He was in his 50s at that time.
That's a long time ago.
Now he's in his 80s. And I don't think he feels like he has a whole lot of time left. So my feeling on drafting Shedeur Sanders is Jerry wants to win now, and Shedeur Sanders is not a pick that would help you necessarily win this year.
Yeah, at his age, Jerry doesn't have time to play around with the draft. They need players, right? They need guys that can play.
They need guys that can
win. There you go.
592-5200. The Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline is open, and I've got that Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue gift card. Trivia question again on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. It's a baseball question, and it's Kevin's question today.
Doc Peterson went 0-for-3 last night, extending his franchise worst slot to 0-for-41. What ex-Texas Ranger holds the record for the longest hitless streak by a position player?
In Major League Baseball.
In Major League Baseball.
The longest hitless streak by a position player in baseball history belongs to an ex-Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
And we want to know who he is for a Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue gift card. 592-5200, the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline is open this afternoon. We're in the Mansour Law Firm studio. If you're hurting a wreck, call... How do I do that?
903-999-9999.
Thank you.
I got it down.
I drew a blank all of a sudden. 520 on 92.1 FM, The Team.
You're on The Team. All Sports Radio. 92.1 FM, The Team.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. But you know what? I can pull it together, and I can tell you all about this week's highlight home at Pratt Homes. It's called the Caden. And imagine walking into over 2,000 square feet of light-filled living, high ceilings, a chef's dream kitchen, spacious walk-in closets, a beautiful fireplace with built-in bookshelves, and an owner's suite designed just for you. That's the Caden at Pratt Homes. Luxury you can afford at under $106 a square foot. The turnkey service means Pratt handles everything, start to finish, so you focus on what matters. A dedicated construction management team is with you every step of the way, ensuring your project stays on schedule and on budget. And also, you can rest easy knowing your investment is protected by a 10-year structural warranty and a 7-year appliance coverage. Kevin and I have toured some of these Pratt modular homes, and they are very well built. And with financing options at every turn, whether you're first-time buyers, moving up, or downsizing, Pratt will tailor a plan that fits your journey. Ready to make the Caden yours? Well, you can visit them either on the East Loop near Front Street in Tyner, or take a visual tour of all the Pratt Modular Homes at PrattModularHomes.com. That's PrattModularHomes.com. It's time again to recognize and reward some of the best student-athletes in East Texas with the 33rd Annual KTBB Scholastic All-Stars Team, sponsored in part by Southside Bank, the Kyle Lake Foundation, Kevin and Janine Lilly's East Texas McDonald's, Energy Well Feb, Hall Buick GMC, Tyner Junior College, and Tyner Trophy. These 20 senior girls and boys represent some of the best we have to offer. Each one has excelled on the field, on the court, in the classroom, and in the community. The 2024-2025 KTBB Scholastic All-Stars include Olivia Darlene Hughes Mineola, Cole Jackson West Rusk, Peyton Kelly Grace Community School, Mason Lundy Longview, Jackson Moffitt Van. The KTBB Scholastic All-Stars are being honored at our annual banquet at Tyner's First Christian Church. Please join us in congratulating the KTBB Scholastic All-Stars on your only local news radio, 97.5 FM KTBB, 92.1 FM The Team Sports Radio, and KTBB.com.
Butler Alignment and Brake is one of the most respected car care centers in East Texas, and it's a lot more than just brakes and alignments. Get your oil changed, your AC checked and repaired if needed, along with other routine maintenance. Butler Alignment and Brake is an ASE certified shop with an A+ rating from the BBB. They're the best at brake and alignment, but think Butler Brake and Alignment for complete car care on all makes, foreign and domestic. Locally owned in Tyler on Front Street and on the web at butleralignmentandbrake.com. That's butleralignmentandbrake.com.
Honey, is there a problem with the air conditioning?
Yep, I called Coy.
You mean Coy Dodd Air Conditioning?
Yes, they fix any problem, service any brand, and it's like having a neighbor in your home.
And Coy Dodd is an independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
For anything air conditioning, call Coy online at coydodd.com. That's coydodd.com. Texas Air Conditioning License Number 137983C.
Coy Dodd Air Conditioning. Just call Coy.
Coy Dodd Air Conditioning.
Woody's Accessories and Off-Road. Bigger is better.
Woody's Accessories and Off-Road, because your vehicle isn't your vehicle till you bring it to Woody's. Better look, better stuff. Woody's has everything you need for any vehicle that you have. Commercial truck outfitting, truck accessories, lifts, wheels, tires, spray and bed liners, WeatherTech floor mats, and more. Think of the convenience, security, fuel efficiency, and the great look of a professionally installed bed cover. Woody's will custom fit it for a perfect match. Or for even more space and security, Woody's can install the ARE camper shell. It comes in many colors and designs, including a walk-in door, classic aluminum, Toolmaster, the Diamond Edition, or the Deluxe Commercial. Bigger is better at Woody's Accessories and Off-Road on the West Southwest Loop and Old Jacksonville Highway in Tyler, and online at woodystruck.com. That's woodystruck.com.
Woody's Accessories and Off-Road. Bigger is better.
The TJC Apaches play here on 92.1 FM, The Team.
They need that guy.
Yeah.
They need a running back who is going to provide the kind of boost to the Cowboys that Barkley provided to the Eagles and Derrick Henry provided to the Ravens a year ago. And maybe they'll get him in the draft. Maybe they will. But that's a guy that they need to be looking for to boost the offense.
Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio on the Cowboys in the draft tomorrow night, first round, here on 92.1 FM, The Team.
I don't think we disagree. You talked about how the Cowboys' history, they had that bell cow at the running back position. So we'll have to see.
Every time they've been good, they've had a great running back.
Dude.
When they've been really, really good,
yeah.
All their Super Bowls, they've had a really, really good Hall of Fame caliber running back. So at some point, they need a running game.
They do.
They need a running game. However the heck they find it.
Yeah.
592-5200. We're back in the Mansour Law Firm studio. If you're hurting a wreck, call
903-999-9999.
I didn't screw it up that time, did I?
I think it's the first time we got it right. But go ahead.
525. All right, before we take calls on the trivia one more time.
Let's read it.
On the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline, our trivia question today.
Jock Peterson went 0 for 3 last night, extending his franchise worst slide to 0 for 41. What ex-Texas Ranger holds the Major League Baseball record for the longest hitless streak by a position player?
All right, there you go. For a Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue gift card on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline, Steven's first up. What's up, Steven? How you doing today, man?
Hey, doing well, guys. How are y'all?
What's up?
Doing great. Who are we talking about?
I believe, Chris Davis.
While with Baltimore, went 0-54.
Longview, Texas. Had a great run with Baltimore, Texas. But had a bad start.
He had a skid that started September of 2018 and ended April of 2019.
0-54.
0-54. Jock Peterson ain't that far behind.
0-54. Wow. Okay. And again, Chris Davis, who had a great run with the Orioles.
Yeah.
From Longview. Played for Longview High School. He was once the number two in the MVP voting. He had that 50 home run season one year and was almost the MVP of the American League, but that was a bad stretch.
That was a bad stretch.
Bless his heart.
Yeah.
He's now retired. What's else on your mind today, Stephen?
Ben, that's about it. Hoping the Cowboys can make a move in the draft or blow it up, get rid of everybody, and start over.
All right. Well, that's not going to happen because Jerry's too old for that to happen.
To blow it up?
To blow it up. I don't think. Having said that, are you apathetic about the Cowboys right now?
Man, you got to get rid of Mike Parsons. We can't afford to pay. Can't afford to pay Mike Parsons.
That's an interesting take.
Well, I'm sure he's not the only one that feels that way. Mike is not that well liked in the organization, right? And Mickey alluded to that kind of. I don't think it's going to happen. They're going to pay him, but yeah.
All right, so there you go. So that's an interesting take, Stephen, and I think there are others out there who probably share that. They're going to make him, though, unless something changes, one of the highest paid players, and you say move on, right?
I do. He's too small.
Okay, fair enough. Stephen, don't
hold
run
on.
Off.
Yeah,
let's put you on hold. Don't run off. We're going to send you Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue gift card. So the Cowboys do have the 12th pick in the draft. They've got 10 overall picks, and Brian brought us. Longtime NFL scout, now 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, and the Cowboys Radio Network with us on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline.
Brian, we were talking before the interview. Is there a position the Cowboys don't need going into this draft?
Well, Bill, it's kind of funny how this draft is going to play out for them. And, we've got, a lot of people talking about the wide receivers and then, even talking about, defensive tackles, cornerbacks, running back. You could go a lot of different ways here. And what's made this so difficult for a lot of us is to try and pin down what's going to happen ahead of Dallas. And, with some of the key positions that will be going, will Dallas lose a guy or two along the way ahead of them that's going to take them into a different direction? But to answer your question, I think they're pretty open to taking, as always say, the best available player, but they can really, really hone in on, this is the guy at this position we'd really, really like. But keep a very, very open mind as this thing opens up on Thursday night.
All right, let's get this out of the way. If he were available, which he probably won't be, but if he were available, would they take Ashton Jetty? Would he be a drop?
I think so. Yeah, I think so, Bill. That to me, there's going to be the one thing that was very consistent. And I started, working on this draft in November once the Cowboys season really started to fade. I said, okay, well, I'm going to take a peek at these guys. Let's get this started, a month early for me. And the one common thing that happened throughout as I was working through, say, the top 10, then the top 25, then the top 50, and the top 100, that Ashton Jeanty was one of the best players regardless of position. And there will be people that will argue with you about positional values and things like that. And I'm totally cool with that. If that's something you want to do, great. But to me, I just said, I kept thinking, this guy's one of the best two, three players in the draft. And, and everybody mocked drafts for years, or I shouldn't say years, months, was Ashton Jeanty to Dallas at 12. Jeanty to Dallas at 12. Every mock draft I picked up was Ashton Jeanty going to Dallas at 12. And then it started where the media scouts started to figure out what the pro scouts already knew, that I was right about Ashton Jeanty. He's one of the top players regardless of position. You start to talk about ability. You talk about off-the-field character. You talk about health of the player. All of those boxes checked. And so, it's not surprising that now we're talking about Ashton Jeanty likely ending up with the Jacksonville Jaguars at 5.
So if not Jeanty, they clearly need a running back. So is Amarion Hampton good enough to be there and be the choice at number 12, in your opinion, if that comes up?
Well, Yeah, Hampton likely will be there unless, you know, we see somebody trade up the board. Now, you know, people don't always trade up for running backs. But you've got some people that are very much interested. I know Sean Payton at Denver at 20, you know, would like to get a running back. Now, could he wait and grab Hampton at that time? You know, we, you know, again, people value running backs differently. And I think that, you know, if he were to want to come to make a trade with Dallas, would Dallas be willing to, you know, to drop to 20 from 12? You know, that's a call that Sean is going to have to make. I don't think Dallas is going to pick up the phone and call Sean Payton and say, hey, listen, would you be interested in this pick? Now, Jerry Jones was adamant about that. And working for Jerry Jones in the draft room like I did for a number of years, we were a team that was always picking up the phone. If the phone rang, we'd answer the phone, and then we'd work the trades from there. So, yeah, if Sean Payton were interested, you know, now Hampton could be a guy that Dallas should absolutely consider. But I think maybe there's some other positions on that board that they might look at first. I mean, offensive lineman comes to mind, even though they've drafted a couple of offensive linemen. And I know your listeners don't want to hear that. It's not the sexy pick, but there's some quality offensive linemen, you know, right when they're going to be picking. There's, you know, the guard Booker from Alabama is a consideration there, to fill in, plug and play, the right guard spot for the Cowboys. So, yeah, that's Hampton, sure, he could fit there, but I don't think that they would pick him at 12.
Many of the mock drafts that I have seen have Dallas going for a wide receiver, the kid from Arizona, Golden from Texas, the Ekbuka, I believe is the way he pronounces his name, from Ohio State. Yeah. Is that position the leader in the clubhouse, in your opinion?
Well, I think that McMillan is very, very high on their list. And I feel like that the more that I'm digging in, that they have Ekbuka over Golden, there, you know, the Ohio State kid over the Texas kid. We'll see how it plays out. Golden brings something that they really, really don't have, and that's the speed. So, you know, could he absolutely be a consideration? Sure. You know, we've been talking about him for a bunch the last couple of weeks because of the things he can bring to the table. So, yeah, but, well, you know, I think McMillan would be the leader, as you would say, in the clubhouse. But they're going to have to walk a minefield to get to him. You know, there's teams ahead, depending on what happens. Like I say, I think that Ginty ends up with Jacksonville at 5. That kind of throws a wrench into the Raiders' plan at 6. Could they take McMillan there? They absolutely could. You know, you've got teams been behind that also would be in consideration. Now, Carolina at 8 and then New Orleans at 9 could also be in play there for him. So I think you'd have to walk. If he were to get past the Saints at 9, I think that you've got a shot to get him at 12 there.
What is the realistic expectation for a draft like this? 2 starters, 3 starters, maybe 1 really star player? I mean, what's a realistic draft? What's a realistic projection of what you could get out of this?
Well, I think every draft is unique, and I hate it when scouts would always say, oh, well, this is a poor draft. And, you know, you can find players. I mean, you know, the number of scouts that I've talked to and personnel people and, you know, general managers are that, you know, that pick 12 could be the very same pick as pick 40. So it's just about being able to, like, okay, how do we stack these guys in the right way? You know, everybody's stack, and when I start to talk about stack, if say you have 150 players on your board, you're stacking them from player 1 to player 150, and that should tell you, you know, in what order you would take these guys. And there are pockets of players at running back. There's a pocket at corner. There's a pocket at defensive tackle. So, yeah, I mean, you could, if you navigate this right, you know, you could really help your team. I mean, Dallas is in a position where they have a lot of draft picks. They don't currently have a fourth-round pick. That's something that they could, you know, if they do get a trade back opportunity, and say I mentioned Denver, you know, Denver could give you their 51st pick, which is a second round pick, where that would more than make up for not having a 4. But you can navigate this draft to get starting football players out of it. Are there blue chips, superstar guys? You know, that's the biggest question. Now, I know myself in my evaluations, I have 15 first round grades. There's some whispers that the Cowboys have 12 first-round grades. I know Jerry talked about not having the board ready as of yesterday in that press conference, but I think that they're pretty close to putting that thing to bed. But if they have 12, well, that's right on the number where they pick. You know, we'll see how, if that thing holds up for them that way. But realistically, it's probably not the superstars, but there's a lot of really, really solid football players throughout this draft.
I thought David Moore asked an interesting question right at the end of the session on Tuesday. This is Schottenheimer's first draft as a head coach, and you can make a statement with your first ever first pick. So, I mean, is there a chance that he makes a real statement with what Shotty's going to do with his team with the first pick on Thursday night?
I think the smart thing that Brian Schottenheimer is doing is very similar to what Bill Parcells did with us in 2003. Bill didn't really know any of us. Well, we knew Bill, and I knew Bill from days when he was in New England, and we worked with him when I was in Green Bay, so I had a working relationship with him. But overall, Larry Lacewell, the scouts, not any, Jerry Jones, really didn't know what to expect from Bill Parcells in our very first draft together. And where I think Bill was very, very smart was he kept the coaches out of the room and out of the process. And a lot, you know, and he wanted to get to know the scouts and get to know the players. And, you know, he had his own ideas of what he wanted to do. But that very first year, you know, he said, listen, the scouts are the ones that do this 24/7. And that's, you know, Brian, that's a very good statement. And, you know, listen, I used to tell coaches, listen, I've never called a third down defense in my life, you know, so please don't come into my world and think that you could turn things upside down. You know, this is something I do 24/7. I respect, you know, your guy's ability to coach. Please respect my ability to find players. And, you know, it worked out for the most part pretty well in a lot of those ways. So I think Schottenheimer's smart to allow Will McClay, the staff, to kind of put together this first group for him until they kind of figure out, okay, the coaches – like this. Now, not to say you don't ask coaches what's going on, but, you know, you be very mindful. And Schottenheimer, I think, is being very mindful and very similar to what Bill Parcells did. And I think that's the smart way to attack this thing, especially the first draft.
Brian Broaddus and Brian Schottenheimer.
Yeah, again, it's going to be pretty interesting where the Cowboys go. A lot goes into, you know, trying to get this draft right and inexact science, so we'll see if they're able to pull it off.
538, we're in the Mansour Law Firm studio here in 92.1 FM, the team. If you're hurting a wreck, call 903-999-9999. And it's 539, 92.1 FM, the team.
All Sports Radio. You're on 92.1 FM, The Team.
This is Kevin Simon here with Doug Mansour from the Mansour Law Firm. Doug, I understand you recently won two record-breaking personal injury settlements. What can you tell us about those cases and about Mansour Law?
We won a record verdict in the transvaginal mesh litigation, $18.5 million. We followed that up with a record verdict in the 3M earplug litigation for $22.5 million. We've been helping injured victims navigate the legal process to obtain the maximum compensation for over 20 years. We strive to make the process as stress-free as possible, so that you can focus on your recovery. We handle everything from small to large personal injury cases, so if the need arises, we're ready to help. Even if you're unsure if you have a case, call us. Our initial consultation is free. You have nothing to lose. So call the Mansour Law Firm, 903-999-9999.
Call 903-999-9999. You pay nothing unless you win. 903-999-9999.
Mansour Law Firm, Principal Office, Longview, Texas.
Let's face it, people want more for their money. And that's exactly what you get at Orr GMC in Longview when you let us exceed your expectations. Get more savings, get more selection, get more satisfaction. And right now is a great time to get more for your money with Texas size savings on our Texas size selection of new Orr GMC Sierras, Canyons, Yukons, Acadias, and all the other great Orr GMC new and certified pre-owned values. And at Orr GMC, you'll always be treated with family and Texas values while shopping in our friendly, hassle-free environment. So let us exceed your expectations with more savings, more selection, and more satisfaction at Orr GMC in Longview, where we are professional grade. For more, please visit gmclongview.com. That's gmclongview.com. Or come see us at 400 North Spur 63 in Longview.
Hey, East Texas.
It's Patrick with Group M7. Is your business getting all the love it deserves online? Well, it should be. At Group M7, we believe your business should shine. That's why we build stunning websites and powerful marketing campaigns. We're your one-stop digital marketing agency right here in Tyler, Texas. You shouldn't have to juggle multiple agencies or keep getting the cold shoulder from out-of-state or out-of-country companies. Put some love into your business with our in-house team of designers, marketers, and digital experts. Whether you need a new website, a website makeover, some social media magic, or a complete digital transformation, we've got the passion and expertise to make it happen. At Group M7, we don't just build websites. We build lasting partnerships with our East Texas neighbors because when your business grows, our community thrives. Group M7, we've been spreading digital love across East Texas since before Google. Visit groupm7.com today. That's groupm7.com.
Hi, Bill Coates. Men over 40, are you struggling with low energy, not feeling like yourself? Low T Center's testosterone therapy is the solution. Get started today. The clinic is just south of Grande on Old Jacksonville Highway in Tyler. Meet a medical provider and get back to feeling your best. In April only, the consultation is free. Treatment is tailor-made just for you, and it's covered by most major insurance. Get treated at the Low T Center or from home. Why wait? Book an appointment online now at lowtcenter.com. lowtcenter.com.
Legendary Tex-Mex cuisine at Posados and Mercados, plus daily specials like Thursdays with the $9.99 enchilada plate, Mercados in Tyler and Posados in Tyler, Longview, and Lindale, and order online at Posados.com and MercadosCafe.com.
The NFL plays here, 92.1 FM, the team sports radio.
85 points for Minnesota. Lakers are going to win by 9 and tie this best of 7 series at 1-1.
Okay, that was last night. Luka had 31.
He did.
Lakers beat Minnesota, and the NBA playoffs continue. Luka nearly had a triple-double, did he not, last night?
One assist away from a triple-double at 12 rebounds and one assist away, 9 assists in the game. Let's not apparently play some defense.
Well, we're back in the – yeah, how about that?
How about that?
I thought the Mavericks traded him because he didn't play any defense.
Listen, man. Don't get me started. I'm trying to get off of Nico. I'm trying to leave Nico alone. But, yeah, come on.
He is a is an easy target right now.
As he should be. I mean, he is the face of this trade. Whether he went to, you know, the higher-ups and got it approved, whatever. Yeah, he is the face of this trade.
Lakers have tied that series 1-1. There are three more NBA playoff games tonight. The Magic and the Celtics about to get it on. Series is Boston up on Orlando 1-0. The Heat and the Cavaliers playing in Cleveland. Cleveland leads that Eastern Series 1-0, and at 8:30 tonight, the Rockets will host the Warriors, and Jimmy Buckets. Golden State beat Houston by 10 in their building Sunday night to take a 1-0 lead, and you brought up a good point. I mean, the Warriors may be a 7 seed, but not really.
They're not a true 7 seed with Jimmy Butler. Of course, they struggled before they got him, and he helped them get it turned around. And so Houston's kind of getting shafted here because they're not playing a true 7 seed.
Houston was the 2 seed. They were 52-30, but way, way behind Oklahoma City.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, Oklahoma City is destroying Memphis right now. I mean, it's not even a contest.
I think they won the West by, 16 games,
maybe? They
were way
up there. Yeah, they had clinched that thing a long time ago. But that's how good OKC is. It'd be disappointing not to see them finish it off with that young team. But, I mean, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. But even if they had a great young team a decade and a half ago.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was. And, well, I guess the year the Mavericks won. Remember, they beat Oklahoma City. They had
Kevin Durant.
They had Durant, Harden, and Westbrook all on the same team.
That was a good
The next year, they went to the finals, and the Heat with – that was LeBron's first championship.
Yeah.
Remember, his first year, I guess 2011, his first year with the Heat, they played the Mavericks in the finals, and Dallas beat them.
Yeah, that's right. And
beat them in 6.
And that's when nobody wanted to take a shot at the end, and, you know, even including LeBron, they were treating the basketball like a hot potato. Nobody wanted to take the shot, so he got that reputation for quite a while of not being a big-game player.
So the next year, the Heat won, and the team they beat was a young Oklahoma City Thunder team that had – and that's remarkable.
That's a young, great nucleus of players.
And they had some other dudes on that team, but the three big guys were Durant, Harden, and Russell Westbrook.
Yep, who's still playing.
Who's still
– with the Nuggets right now.
Yeah, I mean, all those guys, you know, still playing.
Yeah.
But they started out with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now they've assembled another young – group of really, really good players.
They got a good basketball team, and hopefully, again, you know, I'd hate to not see them finish it off, but Cleveland's good. They're good, too, and Boston's going to be right there. So, but we'll see.
We'll be tomorrow. We'll be at the First Christian Church in the Family Life Center because the South Tyler Rotary Club's 2025 annual spaghetti dinner fundraiser is tomorrow night, so we'll be there. Brian Houston will host the 5 o'clock hour. I'll have the 4 o'clock hour because then we'll transition to the same church in a different room for the KTBB Scholastic All-Stars Banquet. So we got kind of a
big
little busy day tomorrow. I guess semi-busy. So all that's fun, though. Nothing not fun about it. It's just, you know, keeps you doing multiple things. How about that?
It keeps you busy. I know that.
We'll do multiple, try to do multiple things tomorrow.
Are we capable?
I'm not sure. Right. And then the draft at 6 o'clock tomorrow night here on the team. And, again, the Cowboys with the 12th pick, so I'm guessing projecting sometime probably maybe in the early part of the 8 o'clock hour maybe, barring some kind of a trade, right? Does that sound about right for the Cowboys to make their pick?
Is this the first time that the banquet has been held?
No, with the night 2014.
Johnny Football.
We were 2014. Right. We had it on a Thursday night in April. And Johnny Football, that was the night that when the Cowboys – came time to pick, Manziel was still on the board,
right?
And we're going, uh-oh.
Yeah.
But they talked Jerry out of taking Johnny Manziel, and they took Zach Martin.
And it worked out just fine.
Yeah,
but I remember that.
But Jerry had to be talked off the ledge, we are told. It's 547. We're in the Mansour Law Firm studio. If you're hurting a wreck, call
903-999-9999.
And it is 547 on 92.1 FM, The Team.
All Sports Radio. You're on 92.1 FM, The Team.
Your website's important. Modular Orange can help you get it out there and keep it updated so you don't have to worry about it. Modular Orange websites are written, designed, launched, hosted, secured, and kept up to date for $95 a month with no upfront costs or hidden fees. You focus on building your business. The Modular Orange team focuses on building your website. They keep it fast and easy with a streamlined process that can have your website live in under 3 weeks. If you're using Facebook as your website, stop it. Don't let Facebook control your online presence. Modular Orange sites ensure your customers can reach you on any device, and they work on all phones, laptops, tablets, and every screen size. If you're paying high monthly prices for your website, let Modular Orange build it on their platform for just $95 a month, no upfront cost. You'll save money and get a website that performs better. The Modular Orange team can also create your logo and branding and provide SEO and digital advertising services. Learn more at modularorange.com. Modularorange.com.
At Biggs & Greenslade Law Firm, maximizing your recovery is about more than monetary compensation. It starts with having decades of experience that few firms can match. It means taking on fewer cases to ensure the best outcome. It means minimizing your fear of facing it alone. The attorneys at Biggs & Greenslade have dedicated their careers to helping accident victims not just survive, but truly thrive. That's what maximizing your recovery means at Biggs & Greenslade.
BGLawTexas.com.
Fire threatens everything in its path. When it threatens our nation and our communities, we respond. We bring the fight to the front line. The Army National Guard stands ready to face the dangers of Mother Nature and protect our homes and our neighbors. We will always be there when your community needs us the most. Discover more about all the ways you can serve part-time in your community by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You've built it, you're proud of it, but is there still something missing to give your home that extra sparkle inside or outside? Well, that's the special touch that 110 Welding can provide, like accents in ornamental iron and custom welding. It could be the first look curb appeal that a wrought iron front door, entrance gate, or outside fence can add. Inside, maybe a wrought iron balcony, an ornamental iron banister on a curving stairway, or a handmade table with custom wood, glass, marble, or granite. Follow the lead of many local contractors, builders, and remodelers, and let 110 Welding add that special missing piece. On the web at 110welding.com. That's O-N-E-T-E-N welding.com. Creating beauty and elegance that'll last a lifetime. 110 Welding, where security is a beautiful thing. Highway 110 between Tyler and White House, and on the web at 110welding.com. That's O-N-E-T-E-N welding.com. 110 Welding, O-N-E-T-E-N welding.com.
You know, if you own or run the business, I'll bet I know your biggest challenge. Hi, Paul Gleiser here. It's the same for nearly every one of us in business, finding the right people to come to work to fill the critical positions that make the difference between success and failure, or good and great. So you need help, and I'd like to offer some. If you're trying to recruit a prospect from out of town, enlist the aid of Keepersall Estates. It's as simple as this. If you're trying to convince a high-level performer to come to East Texas, if you're trying to favorably impress him or her, wine, cocktails, and a five-star dinner is an awfully good place to start. Then, when dinner is over, the overnight accommodations at Keepersall will make your prospective key recruit feel as if he or she has already found a home. If you're recruiting from outside the area, or if you're entertaining an out-of-town client, let Keepersall Estates give you a critical leg up in that critical effort. To learn more and make arrangements, visit Keepersall.com and click on the visit link.
Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs play here. 92.1 FM, the team.
And there is a shot deep left field, and Duhart can do nothing about it. It's off the clubhouse building. Home run for Wyatt Langford and a poke at that. His fifth of the season, the Rangers lead it 3-1.
Swung on and a high fly ball into deep right field. Going back at the wall is Butler, and it is history. Josh Smith in the leadoff spot. It's his second home run of the year. Picks up RBI number 4, and the Rangers regain their two-run lead. It is 4-2 in the fifth.
First pitch to Berger is hit high and deep into center field. Blade going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. He leaps, and it's gone. Jake Berger hits the first pitch of the sixth inning out of here. His third home run of the year. Rangers lead it 8-2.
Add the three-run home run by Simeon last night. The Rangers hit 4, their best output of the year, and they won 8-5 in Sacramento, California.
So they had some offense and some slug, which is what Bochy's been preaching. So, yeah, good job last night by the offense.
We're back in the Mansour Law Firm studio, and again, it's Kumar Rocker pitching tonight. Did I say Tracy earlier in the ballgame? That's his dad who played in the NFL. Kumar Rocker. We'll try to get his second big league win tonight. Bochy rolled out a new lineup last night. He had Simeon hitting fifth, Josh Smith hitting first, Langford in the two-hole, and Seager in the three. Now, Seager has a slightly strained hamstring. We don't know what his status is tonight. But the Rangers have the best tied with the Cleveland Guardians for the best record in the American League right now at 14-9, even though they have not been hitting the ball.
Yeah, credit to their pitching. That's giving them a chance to stay in games and win games.
But it's just the 14th time in the 65-year history of the franchise to have 14 or more wins through 23 games. So that's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
So I guess the glass half empty, you're saying they're not hitting. Glass half full, you're saying they've won all these games.
They're still winning.
And boy, what happens when they do start hitting?
There you go.
How good can these guys be?
Last night. So maybe that's the start of something big.
So, you know, me being the glass is half full guy.
Yes, sir. I've never doubted that.
Yeah, never doubted that. Think about how good these guys can be when they do start hitting.
Yeah, I mean, they can be very good if they start
hitting. Don't laugh at that. Don't laugh at me. What's wrong with you?
No, come on, man. But, yeah, the pitch has been great. If they get the offense going, I think they'll be just fine.
Are you saying that sometimes I see?
A little.
A little?
Yeah.
Are you saying sometimes I see the dark clouds coming?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Occasionally?
Kind of your MO, yeah.
There have been days. Yes, there have been days. Okay, forget about all that.
Forget about what you said.
I'm turning over a new leaf.
Yeah, right. Okay.
It's all... It's all sunshine and roses from here on out, man.
All right, okay.
Go tell my wife that, would you? You know, sometimes I think the older you get, the more you see what could happen rather than what, you know.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Don't you think that's fair?
I think you get a little grumpier, right, as you get older.
I think you live long enough, you just see the
life
potholes.
Life kind of makes you grumpy.
You kind of see the potholes at times. So I got to change my ways.
You need to do better.
I know I need to do better.
You need to do better.
I do need to do better. We're going to be at First Christian Church Tyler tomorrow because the South Tyler Rotary Club's annual spaghetti dinner is tomorrow. It's a big fundraiser. I'm in that particular Rotary Club. We do it every year. They also support our KTBB Scholastic All-Stars team, which we will introduce tomorrow night at the banquet, which is also at the same location, just in a different room.
Fun day tomorrow.
So, yeah, kind of a busy day tomorrow. Yeah. Brian Houston will be into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll also hear from Brian Broaddus. Kevin will be alongside to tolerate both of us.
How about that?
Rangers and the A's coming up tonight, and we'll have that for you later on right here. Good night, everybody. 92.1 FM, The Team.
You're on The Team. All Sports Radio. 92.1 FM, The Team.
When you or a family member gets sick, the last thing you want is to wait hours for meds. The chain pharmacies will make you wait. Major's Pharmacy won't. Bring your prescription to Major's Pharmacy, and in most cases, they'll fill it and have you on the way to recovery in 15 minutes or less. Major's Pharmacy accepts most major insurance plans. They also specialize in weight loss medication, and there's free delivery in the Tyler area. Major's Pharmacy, South Broadway and Shelley Drive in Tyler, across from Canes, and online at majorspharmacy.com. Hello, fans. Citizens First Bank wants to be part of your winning team. They appreciate the value of loyal fans who always support their team. And at Citizens First, you'll always talk to a real person who knows your name and is willing to assist you with any of your banking needs. The Citizens First Bank team includes a reliable staff that's ready to put you first. From personal and business online banking to remote deposit capture, they offer the latest in new account technology that'll keep you and your business in the game and save you valuable time. Come and see what it's like to do business with an A-rated bank. Citizens First Bank will help you score a touchdown and put points on your financial scoreboard. Citizens First Bank on the Southeast Loop in Tyler, in Jacksonville, Russ, and Nacogdoches. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and on the web at citizensfirstbank.com. That's Citizens, the number one, STBank.com. Citizensfirstbank.com.
In the wintertime, if your neighbor's roof has frost on it and yours doesn't, your home is probably under-insulated.
You probably don't have enough insulation because all your heat is going out of your ceiling, hitting your roof, and melting all the frost.
That's Wynn Gallion of Gallion Building Solutions.
The majority of the existing homes are all going to be under-insulated.
Getting your home up to a proper level of insulation will take less time and be less disruptive than you might think.
The only thing that goes in your house is an installer and a 4-inch hose. You wouldn't even know we're there unless you walked outside.
The most highly trained and experienced insulation teams in East Texas. Pride in everything they do. A local owner who stands behind the work. You get it all when Gallion Building Solutions insulates your home. See them online at GALYEANbuilding.solutions. Residential, commercial, multifamily, Gallion Building Solutions.
April showers bring May flowers and employee pricing at Fairway Ford in Henderson. Hey, have you heard the news? Ford is offering its customers employee pricing on many of the brand's popular models, including Mustang, Bronco, Bronco Sport, F-150, and more. American consumers will have access to Ford's employee pricing from April 3rd through June 2nd. Don't miss your opportunity. You say you've been looking for the right deal? You've got it now, my friend. Let our experienced sales team help you to pick out the new ride of your dreams during this unheard-of sale. Employee pricing now going on at Fairway Ford. Look for the sign on 79 and check us out online at fairwayfordhenderson.net. We thank you always for your patronage.
Smith County families, great news. BCFS Health and Human Services is expanding its Healthy Start program, offering free personalized care for moms, babies, and their families. From pregnancy support and parenting classes to transportation assistance and mental health resources, Healthy Start empowers your family every step of the way. Discover how Healthy Start can help your family thrive. Call 903-531-2100 or visit bcfscsd.org/healthystart today. Healthy Start, because strong families build stronger communities.
This is The Team, 92.1 FM, KRWR, Tyler. The Dan Patrick Show, 8 to 11. You're on The Team.